reasons for this eviction?
Well, officially the reason is that the Addison Road Community Centre had no alternative than to evict us because there were some obligations from the council side to demolish parts of the building. And we refused to do that because we think there is an alternative to demolishing. It's called retrospectively approval. But the Bauer, the Addison Road Community Centre doesn't want us to do that. They actually use it as a stick to evict us rather than to allow us to correct the problem from the past.
Wow. And so this is all acting within, I guess, the ethos of the Bauer in terms of reuse, repair, recycle. It seems like you're just trying to act within what you believe.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all, the whole building is built by ourselves with recycled and reclaimed building material. And we weren't actually too aware of some of those additional buildings at the backside, but they didn't have an approval. This is all predating us. It's predating the lease we have. But again, there is no problem to correct that because the council has this process of compliance that allows you exactly to do that, to correct it. But it needs the consent of the landowner, and not just the owner of the building. And that's where the dispute sits. And in fact, that's why it's called a stick to evict us rather than to solve the problem.
It seems very complicated with so many parties involved. Yeah. Do you see there being a way that this matter can be resolved where everyone's happy?
Well, I think it has come to the point that it's only a court ruling that can solve it, because it's not the first, it's actually the last in a long list of efforts from the Addison Road Community Centre to try to get rid of us. The bottom line is that they actually want to have the building for themselves to make more money out of it and put probably more wealthy organisations in it, because they have changed their own constitution, which turns them from an organisation supporting our community groups to an organisation that wants to run their own community-based programmes for which they need an income stream. And more tenants face the same problem as us, just as reverse garbage. They also are confronted with an increase of rent with 250% over 5 years, and the same for us.
Wow.
And that's beyond what we can pay, of course. So that was the second effort from their side to try to evict us. Both organizations refused to pay this increase, and that's still an ongoing dispute. But they also have tried 5 years ago already to evict us by changing behind our back the terms, the five-year terms by two-year terms. When we needed to the original lease was lost, we needed a new one. In between the electronic and the hard copy, the five-year was changed by a two-year term without telling us. That was another example of how they tried to confront us with facts that we just have to leave the space and take over control.
So this has been quite a long-running battle. This is just the latest.
Unfortunately. And despite that it is called the community centre, looking after interests of local community groups, multicultural, ethnical, social welfare, environmental, but it's actually a very different agenda they work towards. And that's the problem that we face currently.
Now, the Bauer's been at the Addison Road Community Centre. Is it for more than 20 years?
It's exactly 20 years. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated our 20th anniversary with a big auction, again, with all material that is reused by us or repaired by us. And we even sold them two tiny houses built with a reclaimed building material.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
So I can imagine that after 20 years, you've, you know, put down some pretty solid roots in the space and really used it to the best of its advantage for your organisation. It would be quite difficult then to just pick up and move, because I'm sure that's what a lot of people might be thinking, like, oh, well, you guys can just move.
True. That's one option. And to tell you the truth, we are actually looking into that and talking to many councils, even the EPA, to see if there is an option to do that. But it comes at a cost, of course. And given that we are a low-budget organization, we can't afford higher rents. That's actually the main reason we are there. For example, we have a space in Parramatta with support from Parramatta Council. And they give us a subsidized rental from originally $60,000 to only $10,000 that we have to pay on an annual basis. And that's what I would call really subsidized fees, not what the Addison Road community calls subsidized fees, because they increase the rent to 80,000 per year based on what they believe is the market value. But we have done an evaluation ordered by a certified valuer, and he estimated that $37,500. And if you would have to pay 8% of that based on their rental program, it would be in the range of $25,000 that we have to pay.
Wow.
So subsidized rents is something else that, in the opinion from the Addison Road, than what it normally would mean. And that's why we oppose it. But we need that. Without that, we can't actually continue, given our missions and our objectives. We don't have high income streams. We actually try to sell items at lower fees for the public, because that's what we stand for. We want to help the public to have access to goods at affordable prices. And that's only possible if we are supported by subsidized rent.
Mm, absolutely. And it does provide such a fantastic service to the community as well, because it's not only selling goods to the community, but it's also you run your repair cafe where people can come and can figure out how to fix things that they've already got. It's all about sustainability and not giving in to the fast furniture cycle or the fast fashion cycle or those sorts of things that we seem to become traps to.
Yep, absolutely. We try to be a model of circular economy, where we demonstrate how it can be reused and also provide skills to people how to do it with all the workshops and indeed the repair cafe. And that's a very popular part of our services. And again, that's something where we don't make money from. The repair cafe is free for everybody.
Mm.
And that's the only way that we can actually help the communities. So it all comes down to the same point. The programs we serve to the community deserve a support, a subsidized rent, and not the other way around. They consider us a commercial enterprise because we have a shop where we sell goods. And it's true, we sell them, but not at the highest rent or at the highest price. Sorry.
So, Guido, what is the future of the Bower?
Well, on Monday, the 3rd of December, we will know it. At that point, there's a hearing for the Supreme Court where the judge will either allow us to retake possession of our own building or not. And if we can retake possession, we can start trading again and start making income again. If not, we probably have to wind up the company because we can't survive without an income.
Well, best of luck for the third. We'll be watching very closely to see how this one unfolds. Thank you so much for your time this morning.